Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You are tuned in to yet another elementary lesson here on Open Language. My name is Spencer.
And I'm Diana.
We are looking for an I today.
Mm-hmm. So we've got two friends, Steve and Emily. Mm. And basically, one friend is looking for an I and the other is recommending their I.
Yeah, so you guys are going to find out how to say I in English.
Yes.
And some other good, useful words, too. So let's go ahead and listen to Steve and Emily three times, and then we will be right back.
All right.
Hey, Emily, I was wondering if you could help me find a housekeeper for my apartment. It's always such a mess.
You're in luck, Steve. My auntie is looking for some new clients.
Is she your real auntie?
No. It's just a polite name for an older woman. What would her responsibilities be?
I really just want someone to clean my bathroom and kitchen, do the dishes, sweep the floor, vacuum the living room, and tidy up the bedroom.
Okay. Would you like her to do your laundry, too?
That's all right. I'd rather not let a stranger wash my clothes. How much does she charge?
She charges 20 RMB per hour. She can come once or twice a week.
That sounds pretty reasonable.
You know, Auntie Chen is also a great cook. She's from Sichuan and could make you some delicious local dishes.
Oh, wow. A home-cooked meal would be amazing. If she's interested, tell her that she can start right away.
All right, so Steve says, Emily, I was wondering if you could help me find a housekeeper.
All right, so a housekeeper is someone who keeps your house clean.
Yeah, keeps it clean, keeps it tidy.
Yes.
Right? So that's our key word for today. A housekeeper is an...
Ai.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ai. Okay, cool. Right, so his apartment is always such a mess.
Ooh, such a mess. Mm. So it's always messy and there's just a lot of stuff. It's not very neat.
Yeah, it's probably very, quite dirty. Mm-hmm. If something's messy, we also say it's cluttered.
Yes, so there's a lot of stuff all over the place.
Mm-hmm,到处都是东西. Okay,
right.
But this is our grammar point for today, right?
Yes.
So such a mess, right? So such a, it's just like really is.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's very, right? This such a here is just强调 how messy his apartment is.
Yes.
Okay.
But one thing to pay attention is that if you're going to use such a, there must be a noun.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say such a messy.
No.
Right? You have to say such a mess.
That's right. Or I can say Diana is such a crazy person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Or you can just say Diana's really crazy.
Yeah. Or very crazy.
Yeah.
Right. It's not true, though. It's not true.
Who knows?
Yeah. Well, Emily here says, you're in luck, Steve. My auntie, Ai, is looking for some new clients. Okay, so you're in luck.
You are lucky.
Yeah, it just means you have good luck.
Mm-hmm.
你的运气好, right? So your luck is very good because I can help you.
Yes.
Steve, my auntie is looking for some new clients.
All right, so a client is another word for customer or someone that you are working for or with.
Yeah. Right, so client is, well, 顾客, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a customer, guys, customer.
Yes.
But clients, there's a difference between client and customer.
Mm-hmm.
A customer can be someone, it's 就是比较一次性的, like a one-time customer.
Okay.
For example, like they can walk into a store and buy something and then never go back to that store again.
Okay.
So it's like a one-time customer.
Right.
That same person, if they walk into the store and buy something and never come back, you wouldn't really call them a client.
Yeah, probably not.
No. So clients are more of a 多次性的 customer, like
right.
a multiple time, an ongoing business.
Right, right. Usually you have more of a relationship with your client than your customer.
Right, exactly. So Steve was wondering, you know, if it's her real auntie. Emily says, no, it's just a polite, right? 很礼貌的, really polite way of saying older woman, you know, in Chinese, you know this, guys.
Right.
And then, you know, she says, you know, what would her responsibilities be?
So basically, she's just saying, what would you like her to do as part of her job?
Exactly. What sort of work does she need to do in your house?
Mm-hmm.
You know, cleaning this or cleaning that? Or,
right.
You know, what does she need to do? Right? And Steve says, well, I just really want someone to clean my bathroom and kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Do the dishes, sweep the floor, vacuum the living room, and tidy up the bedroom. Well, that sounds like quite a bit then. Just want someone? It sounds like quite a bit. Okay, so clean, very simple here, like, you know, 打扫, basically.
Yeah, make sure that there's no mess or dirt anywhere.
洗洗干净的, right?
Yeah.
And then here we go, do the dishes.
Right. So this is really just washing the dishes, but we use the verb do. It's more natural.
Yeah, so do the dishes. 洗碗. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do the dishes, guys. Sweep the floor.
Using a broom to sweep that dust.
Get the dirt off the floor. 打扫.
Uh-huh.
Right. Vacuum.
This is using a machine to suck up the stuff on
Right? The vacuum sucks up the dirt.
Yes, exactly.
Off the floor.
Yes.
And here, tidy up. This just means to kind of put in order, kind of like, 收拾一下.
I would say, it's more like organized.
Yeah.
It's not as much clean as like to make less dirty. It's more to make everything neat again.
Yeah. So, for example, you take all of the books and put them on the book. Case.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, moving along, Emily also wants to know if he would like her to do his laundry.
Okay. Do your laundry, which is wash your clothes.
Yeah. Clean your clothes. To clean your clothes. He says, that's all right. Meaning, no, I don't want that. That's okay.
Right. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Or don't worry about it.
Yeah. He'd rather not let a stranger, 陌生人, right, wash his clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Then he wants to know how much she charges.
Right. So how much does he have to pay?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, so charge here. So this is an expansion word of the day. So charge is basically, it's a fee, right? It's a 费用, right? So how much does she charge? What are some other ways we can use this word, though?
So basically, there can be a charge. This is a noun. Or you can charge someone. That would be the verb.
Yeah. And this word charge also, guys, is it's not just a, like a fee, a 费用. It's also a verb for if you want to charge your phone, right?
Okay,
you could say 充电, right? If you need to, if your battery on your phone, if your phone is almost dead, 手机快没电了, right? You can charge your phone and put some energy on your phone, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know about you, but, you know, I also have the transportation card.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when it's running low on money, you might want to recharge it.
Yeah. Also, you might say, oh, I'll just use my credit card, 信用卡. You could say, charge my credit card here. Put it on my credit card.
Right.
I don't have any cash right now. Just put it on my credit card. Okay.
So next, Emily says that her Ai charges 20 RMB per hour and she can come once or twice a week. And so Steve says, that sounds pretty reasonable.
Yeah, reasonable. This is just a Hurley.
Just, not bad.
Yeah, it's okay. Not a bad price. That's not too expensive. That's reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is also an expansion word today. So reasonable, basically, what are some other things that can be reasonable? What are other ways we could use it?
You can talk about a price, mm-hmm. just like here. Mm-hmm. You can also talk about, for example, what someone is saying,
mm-hmm.
right? Their logic. Mm-hmm. Like, does that sound reasonable to
mm-hmm.
you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this person, he really isn't acting reasonable. He's just so unreasonable.
Mm, right.
Stop being unreasonable, right? Okay, apparently she's a good cook, too. And he says, oh, wow, a home-cooked meal would be amazing.
Mm.
If she's interested, tell her that she can start right away.
So a home-cooked meal is pretty literally a meal cooked at home.
Yeah, food cooked at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like jiaochangcai, but you guys you guys buy that in a restaurant in China.
Right.
But we say a home-cooked meal is like, you know, it's just so much more kind of authentic in a way.
Yeah.
You know, 比较地道的, right? Like if you, we say there's nothing like a home-cooked meal.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. It's probably not going to look as nice as the meal or dish that you get in the restaurant,
mm-hmm.
but maybe it tastes a little better because it's kind of exactly how you like it to taste,
exactly.
or it's healthier,
mm-hmm.
But basically, yeah, it's cooked at home.
Yeah, I love home-cooked meals. Okay, so if she's interested, tell her she can start right away. So interested would be...
Wants to, would like to.
Yeah, if she, you know... 她感兴趣的话, if she is interested,
yes.
she can start right away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, so we just went through the dialogue here and what everything means. Let's go ahead and listen to it three more times.
Sounds good.
Hey, Emily, I was wondering if you could help me find a housekeeper for my apartment. It's always such a mess.
You're in luck, Steve. My auntie is looking for some new clients.
Is she your real auntie?
No, no. It's just a polite name for an older woman. What would her responsibilities be?
I really just want someone to clean my bathroom and kitchen, do the dishes, sweep the floor, vacuum the living room, and tidy up the bedroom.
Okay. Would you like her to do your laundry, too?
That's all right. I'd rather not let a stranger wash my clothes. How much does she charge?
She charges 20 RMB per hour. She can come once or twice a week.
That sounds pretty reasonable.
You know, Auntie Chen is also a great cook. She's from Sichuan and could make you some delicious local dishes.
Oh, wow. A home-cooked meal would be amazing. If she's interested, tell her that she can start right away.
All right, that about does it for us today, guys. But before we leave, I just wanted to ask Diana, do you have a housekeeper?
Yes, we actually do. So I live with a few people,
mm-hmm.
and we all pitch in. So we all pay a portion for a housekeeper to come twice a week.
Mm-hmm. And you like her work? Does she make you a home-cooked meal?
Oh, no, she doesn't cook for us. She basically just does some cleaning.
Mm, okay, all right. I sure could use an IE, a housekeeper right now because my kitchen floor is filthy and I do not feel like cleaning it right now. But I do not have a housekeeper and have not had one for a long time, maybe 2 years or so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, if you have a housekeeper, let us know. What does she do for you around your house? We'd be interested to know.
Yes.
Leave us your comments here at Open Language, and we will see you next time.
All right, bye.
For more English podcasts, stay tuned to 开言英语每天听.